And what's that like? I mean, what kind of...
Well, I haven't heard of any in a long time like that, but we used to way back, you know, when they'd go on the honeymoon and come back and go to the home. Mm-hmm. Then the bunch would go there with pots and pans and anything that would make a noise, and about time they figured they'd gone to bed, ready to go to sleep, they'd go there and go to Ray's and Kenny, wake them up and make them get out.
Well, is there another name for that kind of a practice?
No, not that I know of.
Okay.
It's all I've ever known, serenade.
All right. What do some people call a spook to frighten little children with? You know, like they might say to a little child, you better behave or what will get you?
The ghost.
Okay. Let's see. All right, how would you greet a friend on December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Okay, would you say anything else?
I mean, Christmas gift.
Okay. If you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to what this very far.
Well, some of them call it tote and some carry.
Mm-hmm. What would you say?
I'd say carry.
Okay. What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in the water? You know, it can pull
turtle.
Its head and tail in. Okay. What do you call a similar creature that lives on land?
Gopher.
All right. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlin.
All right. Can the insides of other creatures be eaten? And what would you call them? Anything else?
Oh, now, the cow. The tripe, they call that a tripe.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body? You know, like up here?
Chest.
Okay. What do you call a small flat bottom craft with oars that you use on a lake?
Boat.
Okay. If it has a pointed front?
A canoe.
Mm-hmm. And then if it has a squared front?
Well, I call them boat.
Okay. Can you have a boat with a pointed front on it?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have a special name for that?
No.
No. Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
String.
Okay. Let's see. If two men have a fight and one of them defeats the other very soundly, you might say one man really what the other one?
Whopped him up.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he's got down on his, you know, he scrunches down.
On his haunches.
Mm-hmm. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
tight one.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny looking clothes. You might say he really looks...
weird.
Okay. Would there be a different word if this were a woman instead of a man? I mean, somebody who looks kind of... really grubby or funny looking.
Tacky.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you use that for a man?
Well, you could. Could use it either. Either one.
Okay.